Hey there, Dance Moms fans. Welcome back. We've got a special guest in the studio, like we said last week. It is Miss Giannina, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We're back. Hey, 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 and
Hi.
Look who it is. Hi, Miss Giannina.
Hi.
Thank you so much for joining us today on the
panel. Thank you for having me.
We're very excited. I know our viewers out there were very excited to find out. I was teasing. We're going to have a special guest next week. They couldn't wait to find out who it is. So welcome.
Thank you so much.
We're here with, we're going to not really talk too much about episode 12, season 8 of Dance Moms, but we know that you had a special dance in the episode.
Yes, this week's dance was about Angry Birds 2. It actually comes out August 14th, which is awesome. And I was the lead of the group dance this week, and so it was a great week for me.
Awesome. Did you like the dance?
100%. The costumes were amazing. The choreography was amazing. And the whole theme of the movie was awesome, too.
Now, where do the costumes come from?
I don't really know. I think this week they were professionally made, for sure, because they were so beautiful. But we actually partnered with Sony and Sony Productions, and it was amazing.
That's great.
The Angry Birds 2 is great, and you all should go see it.
Did they send you any screeners?
Well, we kind of got to see a little bit of it, but we went to the premiere of it, and it was amazing, and we got to see it.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yes.
I've always wondered where the costumes, because in the early days of Dance Moms, we know that the moms kind of helped put the costumes together. Mm-hmm. So I figured at this point that wasn't the case. And you guys have someone doing your hair and makeup?
No, some of the moms do the kids' makeup. In my case, I always did my hair and makeup by myself.
Wow.
But yeah, that's what we would do.
Well, you're very good at it.
Oh,
at
thank
14,
you so
you're
much.
A pro.
Thank you.
So we want to talk a little bit more about your career. So you have quite the resume.
Oh, thank you.
So you have been on Broadway.
Yes.
And you've toured with Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Right? And you were in the film The Greatest Showman.
Yes.
So far of everything you've done, including Dance Moms, do you have a favorite?
Well, working on Broadway for 18 months was a dream come true for me, especially because I was 9 years old and didn't know what it was going to be like. And that opportunity I would never pass up in a million years. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity because it taught me so much. But, I mean, dancing behind Mariah Carey, working with Hugh Jackman on Broadway for almost 2 full years, they all were so amazing and they all meant so much to me in different ways that I could never choose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was the Mariah Carey tour was the All I Want for Christmas.
Yes, her All I Want for Christmas tour. We did a few shows in New York at the Beacon Theater, and then she actually invited us to perform with her in Las Vegas at the Coliseum.
How fun.
Yes.
So I don't know about you guys out there, but every holiday season, you know, we hear that song All I Want for Christmas about every 5 minutes. Right, y'all? I know. Who's sick of that song? Who loves it? Me personally, I can't get enough of it.
Same.
I don't care how many times I hear it.
Me either.
I always love that song. So does it make you dance? Does it make you move when you hear
it? Yes. We always listen to her song, All I Want, like All I Want for Christmas, because it's just such a catchy song. My mom and I always listen to it when we're unpacking all the Christmas decorations, just for some music in the background because it's such a catchy song.
Yeah. So did you watch Dance Moms when you were little?
Yes, 100%. I grew up watching the show. It was a dream of mine since I was 6 or 5. And, you know, working with Abby is such an amazing opportunity because she's such an amazing person. She's such a kind person, and being able to work with her on the show and off the show as well, and seeing the TV personality and then the real personality is one thing, but I would never pass it up. It was insane.
So we talk a lot on this show about, you know, reality TV. I think we all know at this point that a lot is produced. Sometimes we know that the producers are trying to tell you, like, well, make sure you say this.
Yeah.
Or be mad about that.
Be
so
sad.
We've talked about that a lot. So do you think Abby, is Abby a little bit nicer than what we see on the show?
100% nicer than what you see on the show. She's a TV personality. It's her job. And, I mean, she does the job great, but you guys would have to meet her in, like, in real life, because she truly is a really, really awesome person. And, it's definitely not like, she's not like she is on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually had, we in the early seasons, I think it was like season one or two, we had her, she's called in, but that was before I got here, so nah. I haven't actually met, I haven't talked to Abby.
Well, you seriously need to meet her one day.
Yes. Yeah, I'm gonna walk myself down to the studio in West LA. Yes,
definitely go visit the ALBCLA studio, because it's amazing.
Yeah. Do you think, will she let me, like, join her school? Am I too old? Would she have a problem with that? Is there an age limit?
I don't know. I don't think there's ever an age limit for dancing, but I don't know about the ALDC team. There might be an age limit on that.
All right. Well, I guess I just have to show her.
Yeah.
I just have to. So that's how she found you, right? It was in one of the auditions early on?
Yes. So she was having an audition for season 8, and she called like 21 dancers and invited them to this audition because she saw something in them. And she actually held the audition for like a few hours. She cut quite a few kids, only 11 kids were kept, and we waited like a month or so, and they told us who made it on the team. Mm. And it was actually posted on social media, which is how we kind of got, you know, like, oh, you made it, oh, you didn't make it, but congratulations. And that was a crazy night for me, because I was like jumping up and down with my friends and my family, and I was so excited.
Because this was a show that you've watched since you were 5 or 6 years old, so you finally got to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. That's really exciting. Were you that excited when you first got the audition?
Yes, I was jumping up and down just thinking to myself, wow, like I could actually have a shot at being on the show and working with Abby and Gianna. Mm-hmm. And then when it came true, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's really great.
Yes.
And have you met the old school cast members?
Yes, I have met the old cast. I met pretty much everyone on the old cast when I was little, when I first auditioned when I was like 6, 7, maybe 8.
Oh.
And I also worked with JoJo, which is how I met her. I worked with her on Lip Sync Battle Shorties on Nickelodeon, and she's an amazing person inside and out. And I also met Brynn when I was in Los Angeles for like one of the first times. Mm-hmm. A few years ago.
Mm-hmm. So do you still live on the East Coast, and you come back to LA to work?
Yes, my family and friends, we all live on the East Coast, obviously, but my mom and I travel back and forth because this is what I love to do, this is my career, and they all support me.
Cool. That's great. And so what is your ultimate career goal? Like, what would be your dream path?
Well, one of my idols is J-Lo, because she started out as a dancer. Now she's a singer on tour, like, being amazing. And she also is in, like, movies and TV shows, which is something that I would love to do. But I would love to be on a show, a sitcom at all, just on a major channel.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wish, darn it, I should have pulled up an old Fly Girls clip, Josh. That's what I should have done, because when I was actually younger than you, when I was like around 8 or 9, that's when I would watch In Living Color, and I would try to imitate J-Lo on the Fly Girls. That was my dream.
Yeah. She's.
It kind of came true.
Yeah, she's so inspiring.
Didn't quite make it as a Fly Girl. But yeah, I can totally see that. So you want to do like the J-Lo thing. That's a really great goal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's awesome. So do you have anything that's like a project that you're working on right now?
Well, we do have some things coming up in September, so you're going to have to stay tuned for that. But life is always crazy, so you're just going to have to stay tuned to my journey.
That's cool.
Yes.
And what do you do for fun outside of dancing?
Well, of course, I love summer, so I always swim. I always play golf with my dad and my brother when I can. I love doing crafts. I actually, when I was in Matilda, all the kids in the cast were taught how to knit and crochet by one of the amazing guardians. And so I love doing that during, like, the winter time as well to kill time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a very active child, I guess you could say. So, yeah, those are my favorite things to do.
That's great. So After Buzz TV, we are, you know, we're a show that talks about reality television.
Mm-hmm.
Do you watch television?
I watch more YouTube than television, but I do love TV so much because sometimes it's reality, sometimes it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really do always watch TV as well.
That's cool. Are there any shows, anything that you've followed for a couple seasons or anything like that? Anything
well, there's some old shows that I used to watch and that now I just watch on repeat. I love Jesse. I love Bunked, which is like kind of not a new show, but it's not too old either.
I've never even heard of that.
I loved iCarly. I don't know if you know that.
I loved
iCarly Victorious, Zoe 101. I also right now love Raven's Home. There's a bunch of shows.
Yeah.
Full House and Fuller House. Those are my favorites too.
Full House, it's a classic, man.
Yeah.
You can't. that's going to haunt generations to come.
Mm-hmm.
Full House. Yeah, I still follow all of them on Instagram too.
Same.
Well, you know, you guys out there, I have mentioned that your old pal Tamara here on the panel has a dance troupe myself called Liquid Feet, and it is very silly. It is very ridiculous. We are a comedy dance troupe, which apparently some people don't get when they happen to click on our videos. But I just wanted Giannina's dance expertise. So, Josh, if we can pull up that clip. Oh, great. We've got it up. Giannina, I want you to take a look at this. Should she, hey Josh, should she comment over the video or do we have audio?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about it after. Let's watch it first. Okay.
Work. Yes.
That was good.
That was awesome.
Okay, so in your professional opinion, when did you first start dancing?
When I was like 18 months old. My mom was my dance teacher and she still is to this day.
Yeah, yes. And does your mom still teach classes?
Well, she tries to when she's home, but since she's always here out in LA, we're not on the East Coast sometimes, so she can't always teach.
So you have just years and years. You have basically, 13 years of dance training and experience?
Yeah.
Under your belt? Okay. So just be brutal. We love constructive criticism.
Yes.
So, yeah, let's hear your professional opinion.
Well, I'll channel my inner Abby Lee, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say work on the timing together. Always point your feet and stay on the balls of your feet.
Great.
That's one thing. Let's think. I love the outfits and the personality, though. You're really working. I love it. And just clarifying the movements, being on the right angles when you're doing it as a team, work together as a team. But overall, I really love it.
Perfect.
It was very silly and I loved it.
Thank you.
No
we
problem.
Have fun. If you guys liked it too, check out Liquid Feet on YouTube. Follow us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram. We're very silly. And we perform at all the comedy clubs around Los Angeles. So give us a follow so you can come see us live. Thank you for that. I really appreciate your feedback.
No problem.
Do you think you'll ever do you want to teach classes or teach master classes at some point?
Yes. Well, because I'm a dancer, I take so many master classes every week. And it's so inspiring to see the choreographers teach you something that they made up. And so I would love to be a choreographer, a professional dancer, singer, actor, anything. Anything around the lines of that, because that's what I aspire to be.
Yeah. Are there any choreographers or any professional dancers that you would love to work with?
I dance with a bunch of professional dancers and choreographers, and I could literally never pick because I take over. I take so many classes every week that I see so many different, professional dancers and kids, and I have so many friendships with everyone, so I definitely could not pick, but I do love it all the time.
Yeah. Do you have a type of dance that's your favorite?
Well, I think the type of dance that expresses my personality the best would be, hip-hop, jazz, funk, jazz, but I definitely have a side of me where I can emote very well, and so I definitely think that, contemporary, lyrical, modern, you know what I mean? I definitely think I can do both, both versions, both sides, and so that's why I love being a dancer, because I can explore all the different types.
Yeah. And with you and the other girls on season 8 of Dance Moms, do you guys ever hang out outside of the studio?
All the time.
Yeah.
Well, because sometimes it can be a stressful day while you're filming and while it's all happening. And then, of course, we have school. Of course, we have lunch. But then when it's all over, we just hang up and have fun. Because sometimes you just need to have fun when you're a kid.
Yeah.
You can't always be so stressed out.
So some of those, like we just talked about, the producers will kind of steer a show in a certain direction.
Yeah.
So sometimes a lot of that drama, that's just for the sake of the TV series.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Awesome. Do you want to go ahead and give out your social media handles?
Sure.
So that if anybody out there is not yet following Giannina, where can they follow you?
Well, I have quite a few different social medias. There's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, and TikTok, which are some of my favorites. And you guys can all go follow me at Giannina's Journey. They're all the same. So it makes it easier for you guys, but you could definitely stay tuned and keep up with my journey if you follow me on the social medias.
We'll repeat those again before we close out the episode. For an old person like me who's not familiar with TikTok, what do you post on TikTok?
Well, on TikTok, it's mostly about just being a kid and like having fun. You lip sync to songs, you do comedy with friends, there's also a thing called the For You page, which is just sharing like the funniest things or the most trending things. And that's where a lot of the kids get their videos from. And so I love TikTok a lot because I love being a kid and I love being silly. And so that's one of my favorite apps.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you're a singer too, right?
Yes.
So where do you post any of your singing anywhere?
Sometimes I post it on TikTok. We're hoping to start posting more on like other social medias, but hopefully in the next year or so music will start becoming bigger for me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you take classes for that too?
When we're home, yes, but sometimes it's harder when we're out here because we come out here for some specific things.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're home, yes, especially for auditions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have like a style of music you prefer to sing?
Well, I prefer to listen to pop songs, which I love singing as well, but also heartfelt songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you said you worked with JoJo because like a lot of the former cast members have started like singing careers
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So what did you do when you worked with JoJo?
Well, I actually first worked with JoJo when I was on Lip Sync Battle Shorties. She was the host of Lip Sync Battle along with Nick Cannon. And I was a backup dancer for all the new kids that were coming to the show. So we got to make their dream come true on the show. And that was one of the best things ever, was making the set come alive. And she would always cheer them on. She would always make sure they felt great about their performance. And getting to work with her and see what she's really like in person
mm-hmm.
was a dream come true. And so I really love JoJo.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, she seems like a sweet person over
yes.
social media.
And when we were on Dance Moms, there was a week where she came.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually invited the whole cast to perform at her dream tour
mm-hmm.
in Cleveland, Ohio, and that was right around the weekend of my birthday, and so I got to work with her and be with her and celebrate with her on my birthday, and that was also a dream come true, because, I mean, she's if someone's your favorite person, one of your favorite people ever, and you just know how humble and nice they are, and you get to work with them on your birthday, that's one of the best things.
Yeah, for
yeah.
sure. That's really great. So I've watched Dance Moms pretty much from the beginning. So there's a lot of questions that I've always wondered. When you guys go to those competitions,
yeah.
Let's talk about the ones that are around the Pittsburgh area when you go to
yeah.
Ohio and around there. Is it usually always the same other dance schools that you're competing against?
No, not at
no?
all. Not unless you have rivals like we have this season. But unless you don't have rivals, no, mostly we compete against different studios.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And even when the show isn't filming, is Abby's studio still competing?
Sometimes, but yes. Most of the time, yes, she has a team where that competes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And do they always, you know, we always see, we usually see Abby wins with Lyrical or with Acro.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a type of dance that you really wish that you could explore more, but you don't get that opportunity, at least on the show? Maybe you do in your,
mm-hmm.
like...
Yeah.
Off the show life.
When we all have an off the show life, I definitely explore more hip hop because that's just what my personality is and that's what I've been training in it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And on the show, I haven't really been able to express that side of me where I can become a beast and I can really do what I love and show it. But I don't always get the chance to on the show, but I hope if there's upcoming seasons that I totally can.
Mm-hmm. Because Abby doesn't really, I mean, at least we don't see that on the show, mm-hmm. but she must have hip hop at her studio, right?
Yeah, she does for sure. And she's done multiple, what are they called? I forgot, group dances. Mm-hmm. She's done multiple hip hop group dances, jazz funk group dances, just not yet this season. Mm-hmm. So hopefully one day.
Yeah, and I always wonder, when they announce the first place, second place winners at the end of those competitions, like we see them on the show, does that happen, like how we see it on the show? I don't mean the winners. I mean, like, do they have you all on stage like that, and then the announcer calls them up like that? Is that how it really happens?
Yes, that really happens.
Yeah. Do you do competitions like that outside of the show?
Well, we're coming more to do not so much competition this year. But when we heard about Dance Moms coming back and we had the opportunity to dance for Abby and on her team, then we were, you know, pulled back into the competition world. And, I mean, it was a great year for me. And, hopefully I can do more competitions.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we know Gianna choreographs the dances, right?
Yes, every single one of them.
Do you guys ever get any opportunity to throw anything in there and say, like, you do?
Yes, if you have a solo, Gianna loves when you say, well, sometimes this isn't great, but this is always good for me. Mm-hmm. And so you show her both, and whichever one she, like, looks best and she knows that looks best on you, she'll definitely modify, because if it's a solo, it's for you, and it's to show the judges that this is what I can do best, and I'm going to show it to you, and hopefully you love it.
Yeah.
And so, of course, same in the group dances. She knows everyone's style. We also know Gianna's style, so we all work. We work great together. And so Gianna is totally open to modifying.
Yeah. Well, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. I've always personally wanted to see more of Gianna on the show, because mm-hmm. I love her choreography. Her dances are so beautiful.
Yes.
And we always just get these little, like, passing.
Yeah, you get like little, like, snippets of Gianna.
She doesn't even do, like, the testimonials. And mm-hmm. it's in a way, it's always like, man, through these years, it's kind of like, we know her, but we don't know her. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to see a little bit more of her.
It's funny, because most of filming, the kids are always around Gianna, and she's always on film because they're always filming us dancing, and she's always there with us when we're learning it mm-hmm. for, like, pretty much half the episode, but you don't see her for that much, which we would rather have her be seen that much, because she's too amazing not to.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think I'm blanking now. I think I already asked this, but does your mom still teach?
Oh, you already asked it, but no, she doesn't teach right now because we're not home.
Yeah.
But she hopes to teach again.
Yeah.
When we go home.
Does she have her own studio?
No, she works at a studio that I've been dancing at for years.
Okay. And is that still your home studio when you go back?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you said that when you're here in Los Angeles, you're performing at, like, all of the studios mm-hmm. around the city.
Yes.
So besides back home in Los Angeles, is there anywhere, do you ever go to another city for any other dance opportunities?
Yeah, we always go to New York for auditions and dance classes, because not everyone lives in New Jersey and not everyone lives in LA, but a lot of people live in New York and a lot of choreographers are in New York, and so that's normally where we would go.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, we have a little bit of time left. So when you talked about how you would like to do more hip-hop. Have you ever done any, like, how are you with tap? Do you like tap?
Oh, yes. My mom's a tap teacher, but she's also does every style, and so her favorite is tap, and so I've grown to be, like, to love tap so much, and I usually have a tap solo every year.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do you think we're going to see that on the show?
Well, I hope so, because I know a few kids on this season really are very strong in tap, and I would love to have tap duos with them, mm-hmm. and so that would be super awesome.
Because it seems like seasons ago, we used to see Maddie tap. It was rare mm-hmm. In the competitions, but we would see that in the show and the actual competitions, and we don't really see that anymore. Mm-mm. Yeah. We always see Abby do these, like, these numbers, the group numbers sometimes have, like, a really, like, deep message.
Yeah.
She'll have, like,
strong stories.
Some sort of, like, socio-political sort of, mm-hmm. sort of, like, message to the group dance.
Yeah.
Do you like those, or do you like the more, like, lighthearted ones?
I definitely think that they're both very, great competitors in the dance competition world, but sometimes it's hard for the kids because we are only, you know, 14 and under. Mm-hmm. And so we don't always understand the hard, really heartfelt dances.
Yeah.
But I think those always do best because they really touch the judges.
Yeah, we can tell that Abby knows what the judges want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Am I wrong? That's why she tends to go with lyrical and acro, because it seems like that's the judges seem to prefer those. That's at least what we see on the show.
I think in Pittsburgh, yeah. She knows Pittsburgh. She lives in Pittsburgh. Well, she did. And she was there for years. And so mm-hmm. she knows.
Yeah.
Yes.
The group dances are often, they bring in, like, has there ever been a group dance that was just kind of too hard? Maybe you had, like, a prop that you couldn't really work with or something like that.
Yes, there was this one time where we had a casket as a prop, and it was bending and denting, and it was a hard-hitting dance that we didn't really understand, and so that's why I don't think it did very well. But at the same time, it was a super hard prop to work with, to dance around it, in front of it, over it, on it. It was a lot.
What was the theme of that one?
It was like if your husband passes away, you're happy about it. And all the kids were like, that's a sad thing that we don't ever, ever, ever want to go through. And so the kids did not understand it. So we just took it in our own way of like, hey, it's a fun dance. Like, the choreography's fun, some of the song is fun, but some of it's just, like, too dark for kids.
Did we see that on this? We didn't see that. We did?
You saw that already.
That was on the show?
Yes, the kids did not really understand that one.
I'm blanking on that one.
Yeah.
Boy, it really made an impact on me, I guess. yeah, those dramatic themes, I'm always like, whew, Abby, I need to recover
a little bit from that one.
Yeah. Yeah, have you ever gotten injured working just any time?
Yes.
I'm sure you have, right?
This upcoming episode, I actually was dancing in a wheelchair,
mm-hmm.
and
we saw those clips.
Yes, yeah. And the back of my shin is super banged up in that episode mm-hmm. because I mean, there's gashes in it, it's bleeding, and it's still there to this day. I still have scars there to this day.
Oh no!
Yes, and it was super bad that week. I was banged up and cut up all week.
Yeah.
So.
We talk on the show, on Dance Moms, there's so many examples of times when a dancer will be injured, or maybe there's something that they're personally upset about or something like that, but Abby's very like, grin and bear it. The show must go on. Mm-hmm. You better get out there. Can you think of a time where you were either like injured or you had some reason where you're like, I don't want to do this, but I have to go out there?
Well, there was this one time in the season that you guys already saw. It was Snowflake, which was one of my most amazing solos, I think, this season.
Mm-hmm.
And it was dedicated to my grandma because
right.
she passed away
one.
A few weeks before my Broadway debut, or into it, as actually. And I had, like, car keys dangling in front of me that if I didn't do perfect, that I was going to be sent home that week. But at the same time, I was dancing about something that meant so much to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I don't want to do it, but I do at the same time so that I can be amazing and I can be perfect and I can try my best so that I can prove her wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess that was an obstacle I had to overcome, but it worked out great. And that week was amazing for me. And I think I made my grandma really proud.
Awesome. That was a really beautiful dance.
Thank you.
So obviously, you love dance. It's
yes.
your life. It's what you do.
I sleep, breathe, and eat dance.
Is there ever a time where you're just like, I need a break. I don't feel like it.
Yes, there's definitely times in a dancer's life where you're just like, can you just give me a second? Like, I just need a minute to breathe. But I don't think there's ever been like over 2 days where I was like, I need to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's always a moment where you're like, I'm missing something. I need to dance, I think. And then you start dancing, you're like, I'm fine. But yeah.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
I'm there. I feel the same way.
Never a long period of time for me, though.
Mm-hmm. You'll know this when you get older, but there are times when you're out in the dance club and you're like, all right, it's late. I think I'm ready to go home. I'm going to grab my sweater. I'm going to grab my purse. And then all of a sudden that song comes on. That is, you're like, oh, here we go. It's almost like my body has to do this. I don't have a choice in the matter. Yeah, I totally feel that. So you keep your technique up pretty
yes.
regularly, right? So
what's
the longest you've gone recently without dancing?
A few hours.
Really?
Yeah.
You haven't even had a day where you hadn't you didn't take a class or you didn't dance?
No, I think we maybe have one day, but I don't even think that was a full day. I think it was like a few hours.
Wow.
Yeah, I love dance that much and I care about it that much and I take it that seriously that dancing is a passion of mine and I'll never give it up.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, kudos to you. So like even if there's not a, like a official class going on, you still just do like technique at home or in your
hotel room
or something?
Well, especially because my mom's my teacher. We do we do our best and we try to.
Yeah.
And sometimes there's no dance class. And even if there is dance class, I make sure I'm there.
That's so awesome.
And I don't do it just because I feel like I have to. It's because I want to and I love to and it brings joy in my life. And so why not?
Yeah. That's so awesome. For our viewers out there who might be dancers themselves, what do you have to say for, so you said you started watching Dance Moms when you were like 5 or 6 years old.
Yes.
So if we've got somebody out there that's probably, I don't think we've got viewers that young, but we probably have some that are like 8, 9, 10.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say to them?
Well, if I had any advice for you guys, I would definitely say to stay and be yourself and keep pushing through any obstacles that come your way. And one of my favorite words ever is to be fierce, because I definitely think that describes me in one word, because I never give up and I always try my best and it'll help you succeed in life. And so I think you should always stay fierce.
That's a really good word.
Thank you.
I like that one. Yeah, that's good advice. Well, great. I think we will wind it down now, but let's go ahead and repeat. Can you say your social media handles again?
Yes. Some of my social medias are all, well, actually, they're all G and Nina's Journey, but I have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
That's awesome.
And they're all G and Nina's Journey, so you can follow my journey.
Yeah, you guys follow G and Nina on all of her platforms so you can stay tuned to her exciting career, because we're going to follow you the whole way and
watch you as you,
you know, get your singing career and your acting career and everything like that, just doing like what J-Lo does now.
Yep.
And then you'll marry a baseball player. And maybe not, you know. Not that precisely to J-Lo.
No, she's just around the lines of what I would love to be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You guys out there, be sure to like the episode. Give us a like on YouTube. Give us a comment on YouTube. Give us a comment on iTunes. And continue to tune in to the Dance Moms After Show on AfterBuzz TV. We will be back next week, and we will continue finishing out season 8. So
yep.
Thank you again, G and Nina, for
being
here. And thank you all for tuning in.
Yep.
We will see you next week.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.